This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers wrap up their practice week today. We'll head to New York on Saturday to take on the Giants, trying to end a three-game losing streak. Matt LaFleur still answering questions about the Eagles knowing what the Packers were going to run on 4th-and-1 late in the game. LaFleur said the Eagles knowing what was coming wasn't the biggest issue. He said Thursday that it still should have been executed.
We do that all the time offensively. We know when corners are coming. We know when backers are coming. This is not like the first time in the history of football that people know what's coming. That happens pretty regularly, I would say. It's film study. It's things that happen in game. Bottom line is you got to be able to block it. And sometimes it's not easy.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers currently sit in the 7th spot in the NFC playoff picture, and while fan panic has set in, there's still 8 games left in the regular season. Safety Xavier McKinney said this does feel like a must-win, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think we put ourselves kind of in a sticky situation, but it is what it is. Things happen. Everything don't go always as planned, but you got to make do with the circumstances that you have.
Looking ahead, the Packers under LaFleur are 20-4 in December games since coming to Green Bay. That's encouraging, but there's still November games to take care of first. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have reaction from Packers Giants on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.